USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As civil unrest and protests continue around the country, Portland continues to be the epicenter, as protests there have led to federal charges against over 75 individuals. Many have been charged with failing to obey lawful orders or assaulting federal officers. Four of those face arson or attempted arson charges. Black Lives Matter protests against excessive police force and racism have taken place in Portland for over 90 straight days. The feds said on many nights after peaceful demonstrations end, public and private buildings have been the targets of vandalism and destruction, making it harder for local businesses to stay afloat. Portland U.S. Attorney Billy Williams said, while the FBI supports and safeguards constitutionally protected activity and civil rights, there is zero permit for assault, arson, or property damage, and these are not victimless crimes. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
And as if there wasn't enough damage from Hurricane Laura, carbon monoxide poisoning from generators appears to have killed more people in Louisiana and Texas than the hurricane itself, claiming at least 8 lives along the Gulf Coast, where the storm destroyed buildings and left over 500,000 without power. The threat associated from generators looms as more than 230,000 customers remain without power, including 80,000 in the Lake Charles area alone. While the exact death toll from the destruction left by Laura still remains unclear, 14 fatalities in Texas and Louisiana combined are reported so far. Chadwick Boseman, known for his role as King T'Challa on Marvel's Black Panther, has passed away after a 4-year battle with cancer. A Twitter post said the actor, who also played black icons such as James Brown, Thurgood Marshall, and Jackie Robinson, died at home with his wife and family. Boseman was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer in 2016, and it progressed to stage 4. He was 43 years of age. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
After nearly 2 centuries in business, Lord & Taylor, America's first department store, is liquidating all of its assets and closing its doors for good. The announcement comes just weeks after the company filed for bankruptcy, adding to a long list of retailers thrown into financial downfalls by the coronavirus. It will close all 38 of its remaining stores and its website. Initially, it planned to keep 14 of their stores open. All of the company's existing inventory, new store arrivals, and new items not previously sold at stores will be available at a deep discount. Hillary Clinton is predicting that Donald Trump's re-election effort will be messy, and that the former Democratic candidate has some advice for Joe Biden. If the race is close, do not concede.
You know, Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch and if we are as focused and relentless as the other side is.
Speaking with Jennifer Palmieri on Showtime's The Circus, Clinton said Trump would likely try to take the election by going after absentee voting. She continues to emphasize that even a small margin of votes can have major consequences, looking back to her experience winning the popular vote but still losing in the Electoral College. Democrats, she said, should be ready to fight the results at all costs. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.